Hello, and welcome to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm leaving, why it's out of the way, in the basement, it's where I'm gonna stay, there's crying, all the things I say, will you hate me, if I stay this way, from the bedroom, where I'm running from, there's a sequel, to the things I
thank you. Well, the window's turning blue.
On the raps and ash, cigar cuts, trash in them cigarette packs, rap CDs, black gloves in a mask, the sanitary smoking in need of cash, greenback stack boiled down to the bricks. I ain't talking about beats, this is high stakes. Gets deep, anxious, restless, irate, with the rest of the sharks swimming in the same tank. Early to start, but the teeth ain't too sharp. Loose cannon companion with an ice cube heart. Fiend for the fame, just gotta play that part. Do whatever it takes just to make his mark. Heavy metal hit the hand of the union.
Danger, danger, don't shoot.
Heavy metal hit the hand of the union.
Danger, danger, don't shoot.
Heavy metal hit the hand of the union.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Young, dumb, holding them guns, run. Caution moves cannot be undone. Look what you gone, done and did. I'm some ignorant, yo, you better run that ish. Tight grip for the fist, but one might slip. Scopes fit, don't trip.
Oh shit.
Life decisions in a loaded clip. Ammunition to dispose of them kids. Quick, getting caught trapped in invisible corners. Hard-headed, lost, destructive disorders. Leave under wraps on the way to the coroner. Interstate traffic from New York to Florida. With more for the street soldier troops. Turn on the evening news, I don't need no proof. Nah. Handgun holster, you waste the boot. On a rooftop in the city like you got the juice. Sun got guns, run. Sun got guns, jet. Sun got guns, bounce. Break, 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 break out. Sun got guns, run. Sun got guns, jet. Sun got guns, bounce. Break, 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 break out. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. This is America, man, it's what you're supposed to do. Manufactured package sold to you. Cock back hammers put a hole in you. This ain't a video game, they got control of you. Somebody's baby took back to the essence by somebody's baby. Oh, how hectic. News flash, but y'all don't catch the message. Can't return bullets for no cash or credit. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Heavy metal hit the hand of the U.
Danger, danger,
don't shoot. Don't shoot, don't shoot.
They hit you with a pistol, not trying to sound off. They hit you with a pistol, not trying to sound off.
Hey there, ladies, gentlemen, dogs, small birds, amphibians, dogs. This is Jake, Line Media Bastards Radio Show. Thanks for listening. That just there was BISC1, BISC1, I guess that's his name, doing a song called Heavy Metal. For that, we had the White Stripes doing Wasting My Time, and before that, Death From Above, 1979, doing Blood on Our Hands. Today, crazy day. I'm busy with all sorts of stuff, as I frequently am, but a little bit more to do on today's show. Normally, as I always tell you, I download a bunch of songs off the internet from various MP3 blogs and then sort through them to try to find some great new music to play for y'all every week. This week, I guess this weekend, sort of, is the South by Southwest Music Festival going on in Austin. So all of the blogs are abuzz about the South by Southwest Festival. But from what I understand, hundreds of bands, hundreds of college, alternative, rock, whatever style of bands, underground, etc., and probably an increasing number of corporate bands who will try to infiltrate. All of these bands are performing at that show, and all of these blogs and media websites and music reviewers and everybody, even some of the political blogs, all talking about the South by Southwest Festival. And one of my regular sites that I visit informed me that the South by Southwest Festival committee had released a BitTorrent file of 800 MP3s of the South by Southwest bands. Now, I don't think I'm crazy enough to listen to all 800. One of the sites I visited, the guy did go through the 800 and narrowed it down to his, say, 130 favorites. So I've just been listening to those 130 on top of the regular chunk of stuff that I try to look through. I only got down about into the G's. They were in alphabetical order. I'm down into the G's of the band names, and that's as far as I can get today before having to dash over. But so you got your Bisque One, apparently Bisque One playing at South by Southwest. Looking at here, I think I will also be playing from this this set of A through G. Attack Formation, Balkan Beatbox, Black Hole Lycus, something like that. Bus Driver, who actually play on the show semi-regular. Call Me Poupe, Drum Corps, Eraserata, and my favorite band name of the group, Genghis Tron. That track was kind of fun. I'll play that. It's sort of metal, and then it kind of slips into 16-bit video game style beeps and boops, and then goes back into the metal. But yeah, and then so I had so much music to go through, I was sort of quickly rifling through websites looking for news to talk about. But, oh wait, that's my old notes. Where's this week's notes? Oh man. There they are. They're in my pocket. Talk a little bit about the underlying reality of the U.S. economy. Slavery on the rise. Invest wisely, invest now. I'll talk a little bit about YouTube versus Viacom. Maybe a little bit of homophobia on the part of big name media folks. A little bit about alternative fuels. The show we did this weekend at the Rubber Rose, medicinal marijuana, Conrad Black, and that's going to be most of it. So, plenty of politics. Also, I should mention, I'm thinking that I'm going to start a podcast. To which you will say, but Jake, this is a podcast here. What is it I am listening to now if this is not a podcast? Technically, I've always felt this was a radio show, despite the fact that it's not actually on the radio. It's on the internet, and we call it internet radio, and that's not even right either, because internet radio doesn't really... Radio is a type of electromagnetic wave that goes out through the atmosphere, and the internet, as we know, is a series of tubes. So calling it internet radio has never really worked that well. Podcasting is just a fancy name for audio file that somebody put on the internet, and possibly that somebody downloaded using podcast software. But it came to my attention several months ago that most podcasts are between 10 and 20 minutes long. They are not, as this show is, 2 hours of material. So I'm thinking, maybe as a way to see... And the show, not hugely popular. I think the show has gotten about... I think about 500 people have downloaded my shows so far this month. About halfway through it. Let's see... I mean, maybe on track for 1,000 downloads of shows a month, 4 shows a month. Maybe some folks listen to even older shows. Let's be generous to myself, say maybe I get, that doesn't sound right at all. 150 listeners per show? That doesn't sound right at all. Well, let's pretend for a moment that that's the number. I mean, those are people who are listening to a 2-hour show. Imagine if I just had a little 10-15 minute rant, a little bit of music, some political analysis, and me with the jokes and the chuckles. maybe I'd get a lot more listeners. And so I'm thinking, alongside the Lying Media Bastards 2-hour radio show, I'm thinking I might do a sporadic short program to upload of music and politics. Probably a little bit of talking, maybe one song with me talking a little bit more in depth about that song. And I'm thinking, the name that popped into my head, I don't know if it's a good name or not, but I'm probably going to go with it, Rantosaurus. I kind of like it. And kind of think it's terrible at the same time. So, we'll see how that goes. So one of the things that I would have talked about on today's show, I think I'm actually going to save for this new podcast, that hopefully I'll record, today, tomorrow, today, this weekend, something like that. I wanted to talk about two movies, which in a way kind of link up the movie 300, which came out this past week, very popular stylized action film about the Spartans of Greece fighting, well, I wouldn't actually say the Persians, fighting I don't know what. In the way the movie depicts them, they call them Persians, but they tend to be this weird, exoticized mutant army of some sort. But that movie talks a great deal about freedom, Braveheart style freedom. And then another movie that I saw that actually is about the sort of freedom and democracy that we imagine the Spartans of 300 are talking about, a documentary called The Take, about factory workers in Argentina who, after the country's economic collapse and all of the big business leaders fleeing the country, about the workers taking over those same factories and working them themselves and owning them, working them collectively. So I think I'm going to do a little... I think my first Rantosaurus, and there's no guarantee that I will continue past the first one, I believe will be a little commentary, a little compare and contrast of 300 and The Take with music. Also, I got another music... I got another audio project in my head that I believe will also be sporadic. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before or not. Sometimes I feel like playing a set of dance music and not talking so much. So I think that will be another sporadic show where I think I will play just dance music, but try to incorporate a fair amount of political danceable music into there and call the show Dance Dance Insurrection. And of course, both of these I will upload to the internet and y'all can hear it. But now, I'll play some more music. This first one... This is, again, another South by Southwest performing band called Drum Corps. Now, from the name, it's a bad name. We'll start with that. But I think it's a pun, and a bad pun, because it's a drum corps, like the Marine Corps. Drum Corps is how it's spelled. But I think the pun that they're doing here is they're trying to do music that's hardcore, but instead of making the hardcore-ness all about thrash guitar... It sounds like they're trying to replace the thrash guitar with just intense, fast drumming. So it's kind of interesting. It's an interesting idea. Bad band name, bad pun. But. So we're going to go with that. This is going to be Drum Corps doing a song called Botch Up and Die. And play more stuff for you later. And, well, obviously. But thanks for listening. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. I don't know what time it is because our computer clock is messed up. But, yeah, see y'all on the other side.
In one ear.
In one ear.
Out the other.
Out the other.
Bitch, you funk, no swine to nobody's bed. Funk is what we bring.
Ha ha! Yeah, feel that for a second. I ain't even gonna say shit for a couple seconds. Just gonna let you feel that for a second. It's mad lit like. Yeah, yeah. What you know about that? The era of the bullshit is over. It's the year of the blacksmith. Hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo, we need some new leaders. Word. Politicians is lying, the artists is true divas. Word. They meant to deceive us, they were sent to defeat us. Word. Everybody in earshot is bleeding through the speakers. Word. Guerrilla tactics, I'ma find a weapon, drop a rhyme, a final session. Give you a final lesson in your final seconds. Yeah. Liberation ain't the illest vinyl pressing. Yeah, right, and the government ain't lying about 9/11. Find me repping Brooklyn on a daily, what the dealie? Questioning my teachers like, oh really? So they fail me. Based on fraudulent factors, they practice like a Riley. Making me a hero for the class to come behind me. Exclusive like your newest sneakers. Ain't you glad you waited? She, I graduated. Y'all niggas are super seniors. Stay getting left behind. This the year of the blacksmith. Liberation clearly a classic. People wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it? People wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it? Cats after the pot of gold like the luck of the Irish. I don't fuck with silly bros. I only fuck with the flies. What they saying? Stop playing. They delaying the plane. Usually I'm late and they saying my name over the loudspeaker. The turbulence will make you find Jesus. I took a train from Brussels to Antwerp. Cop fine pieces. Don't get it twisted. London got dime pieces. We stopping to Amsterdam for top of the line reefers. Trying to get to Egypt for the pyramids of Giza. Got me tripping like Cameron Diaz in Tanzania. A family guy, I'm not Ron Stewie or Peter. I'm using poetic license like onomatopoeia. Headed to Philadelphia, I'm yelling out free Mumia. CD selling like nuclear weapons in North Korea. Word. Mad Lib, Talib Kweli, New York the meter to start a fight. Of course of your life, the talk is cheaper. People wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it? People wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it? Yeah. This deliberation, rhyming is my occupation. Word. Occupation of a nation, stop the population from creating self-esteem. Plus a stream of consciousness, it's when I gotta intervene. I help to free the populace. Yeah. Red, the black, the green, the flag is wrapped around a magazine. Under pressure, sent a freshman at Cheshire Academy. Kicked out of Brooklyn Tech, focusing on looking fresh. Yeah. Bright kid accepted to the schools that only took the best. Bounced like a check, yes, without no hesitation. I went to college, then I left, that's when I got my education. Still live with my regrets, now how ill would I be with a degree? Used to just be a piece of paper to me, a receipt. One day I might go back. Shit, who am I kidding? How can I live with a stupid decision? Get used to the prison that I built for myself. It's all real, true, and living is so a rap to put food in the kitchen. Come on, people wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it? People wanna live it up. What? What's your drug of choice? What? Give it up. What? Let me hook it up. Over the counter intelligence. Gotcha. Who's a corner when I'm on a corner selling it?
wanna know what they're fighting for. It's George W. Bush re-election war. I've got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Get through with this business in Iraq. We're gonna get them evil doers. Gerhard Schroeder, Jacques Chirac. I got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Better watch out what you say. Don't wanna end up in Guantanamo Bay. I've got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Little smile, curly hair. It's George Bush's poodle, goddamn Tony Blair. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I got them Bush War Blues. I've got them Bush War Blues. I've got the Bush War Blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the Bush War. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the Bush War Blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, the Lime Media Bastard Show. I'm Jake. That is there, of course, Billy Bragg doing the Bush War Blues. I'm glad it wasn't Iraq War Blues, because, you know, we might get additional wars. You know, might get that whole Iran War thing going. Hopefully not. But, U.S. Congress, allegedly, they're putting out some subcommittee somewhere passed a resolution about getting the troops out by sometime in 2008. From Iraq, but in some big large appropriations bill, the Democrats retracted language that they had in there saying that Bush couldn't invade Iran without talking to Congress first. I would honestly, I'd recommend writing your congressman and saying, what the hell are you doing? Put that anti-Iran language back in. We do know that Bush is not too concerned about what Congress thinks about anything. But still, there's, you know, a slight hope that they might actually take the bastard on. Apart from the military, and there is talk of this too, that the high-ranking military officials, I forget the term used for that, the top brass, I believe is the term, there's actually rumors that if Bush does try to invade Iran, that, like, they'll resign. Like, top guys will say, we're not doing this, and that will... I don't see how Bush could continue to prosecute a war against Iran if all his top generals have said, this is a terrible idea, I quit. So, there's some hope. And on top of that, you know, Bush is the little, Cheney is the little devil on his shoulder. You know, a slobbering cyber devil that, you know, eats all happiness that exists. Cheney's been out of town. Bush has been in Latin America, and Cheney has been on, like, some tour of the Middle East trying to scare them or something. and I think the Middle East. So Bush has actually been away from his from the evil devil on his shoulder. And I've been told, there's a radio show I listen to weekly when I can, background briefing with Ian Masters, and he talks to all sorts of journalists and government officials and you know, people who have connections here and there. And the general opinion seems to be that before Cheney left on his trip, there was about an 80% chance that we would invade Iran. And now that Bush has been away from Cheney all this time and listening to other points of view, the perception seems to be that that chance has dropped down to about 30. So, hooray for small things. I forget what I was saying. Oh, that's something I'm going to have to talk about, too. I will look this up. There was a scary report recently about, I guess Bush meets with, you know, various conservative, you know, intellectuals and authors. And, well, really, I think they're like smart shills who will tell him what he wants to hear. But, you know, he makes him think like he's a very bright, thoughtful fellow by having them come and have dinner with him. Yeah, I have to find that article and read you some of the scary bits because it's frightening. Now my computer's freezing up, lovely. Anyway, so that was Billy Bragg doing Bush War Blues. For that we had La Plataforma, or it might be La Plataforma, I'm not sure of the name. The song's called Papeles para Todos, which in English means something like immigration papers for everyone, immigration status, citizenship for everyone. I really like that song. I haven't heard much else by that band, but I have a whole like album of theirs that I haven't listened to yet. But that track was pretty great because that was all like actual, you know, chants out at the protest sort of stuff, and it sounded good. For that, another South by Southwest performance I know nothing about. Black Holicious. I don't know. A song called Filthy Cur. For that, International Noise Conspiracy doing Only Lovers Left Alive. Talib Kweli and Madlib doing Over the Counter. And we started off with Drum Corps doing Botch Up and Die. Now, this is really frustrating that my computer is acting poorly, because I had a couple of websites pulled up that I could look at. Oh, you bastards. I hate computers. No, I hate Macintoshes is what I hate. Okay, let's... Okay. Let us try this. Pardon me. Okay, well, what I wanted to talk about was this is media news again. It's slightly wonky stuff, but I find it interesting and it's sort of about the shape of the media landscape to come. Some of that has to do with law and the battling corporations and that sort of thing. So I do take an interest in some of the stuff like this. So as you probably heard, Viacom, the media giant, is suing YouTube, which is owned by Google, for $1 billion, claiming that YouTube and Google are involved in all sorts of copyright infringement, which, of course, they are. I mean, people... That's what the thing about YouTube is, you can upload anything. And YouTube allegedly has some sort of policy where they will remove copyright infringing materials from their site. I don't know how often they actually do that. And I'm sure it's a messy thing, you know, because you are allowed to use somebody's copyrighted materials without permission for certain purposes. They call it fair use. The Bush administration has yet to get rid of that little clause. But it means for... you can use a little snippet of somebody else's work for academic purposes, for satirical purposes, for artistic purposes. So, I mean, you could take a little bit of somebody else's television show or movie and, you know, edit it a little bit or use a small enough clip that they've got nothing to say. And that must be very hard if you were YouTube. I'm sure they're not going through all the material, but if they were, that could be a legal conundrum. Oh gosh, you know, this clip is 2 minutes long, and it has a minute of this in it, but they put new music to it. Does that count as artistic use of fair use and blah blah blah? But anyway, so big lawsuit. Let's see. Now this is part of a fun little bit of that lawsuit, in a detailed bit. In addition, YouTube is deliberately interfering with copyright owners' ability to find infringing videos even after they are added to YouTube's library, because YouTube offers a feature that allows users to designate friends who are the only persons allowed to see videos they upload, preventing copyright owners from finding infringing videos with this limitation. Thus, plaintiffs cannot necessarily find all infringing videos to protect their rights through searching, even though that is the only avenue YouTube makes available to copyright owners. So, when you upload a video to YouTube, you have an account, and you can say only people who I give permission to can view the videos I put up. Viacom apparently wants the right to look at everybody's files. They want the right to, you know, maybe you're illegally uploading, bits of... what's a popular television show? Maybe you're illegally uploading bits of The Honeymooners, and they don't want that. But maybe you're also maybe you're not uploading anything illegal. Maybe you're just uploading, you know, videos of yourself, you know, dancing to your favorite song in your room. And I'm sure you get tons of viewers if you do. But yeah, you might want that to be private. You only want your friends to see this because it's you making a fool of yourself. And Viacom's saying, no, you should have no right to do that. Our rights to protect our copyright trump all. And then just down a little bit below that, this is an article I found on boingboing.net, which is always a good site to visit. Viacom got the world's most generous copyright law in 1998 with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it's still not enough for them. The YouTube suit makes recourse to the terrible Supreme Court decision in Grokster, seeking to prove that YouTube induced copyright infringement. So let's see. But yeah, so they're suing YouTube, and I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm guessing that they're going to try to work out a deal, which is made even more likely with this fun headline over here: CBS teams up with YouTube. Now, CBS is one of the corporations owned by Viacom. So Viacom, on the one hand, is suing YouTube, while its subsidiary, CBS Sports, is cutting a deal with YouTube. Pontiac sponsors the CBS Sports NCAA Tournament Channel, starting today with opening rounds of the quest for the college basketball championship. Through this agreement, CBS is monetizing its content on the internet and proving that world-class programming can help bring brand-name advertisers to online platforms. So that's kind of funny. On the one hand, they're suing. On the other hand, they're cutting deals with. Which leads me to believe that's what this is all about. This is an attempt to force YouTube to make some deals so that big TV companies and movie companies can make money via YouTube. I also, of course, find the whole thing ironic because one of Viacom's biggest properties is MTV. MTV got its start showing other people's copyrighted material for money through advertising. And granted, MTV had permission to do so, but it was because the record label saw this as a great way to promote their products. They said, man, if people can watch our music video and get drawn into that music, into that band, they might go out and buy that album. Now, somehow, if you see a band's video on YouTube or hear their song or see part of a movie, the media companies have stopped seeing that as a way for them to make cash, which is bizarre. Really, it just comes down to control. They want to control everything, and this gets away from their ability to control, so blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Now, I also wanted to talk about today. I mentioned it last week on the show. The Rubber Rose, the sexuality boutique / art gallery here in San Diego, in North Park on Ray Street. They had an event where us radioactive DJs went to DJ at the art gallery, the open gallery night, where the Rubber Rose, as well as about maybe 10 other galleries in the area, have a free, you can get in there for free and look at all the art and drink wine and eat cheese and listen to outdoor music. And I think there was an outdoor confessional booth of some kind that was bizarre, and I don't know what that was about. Maybe something artsy. But I'd been concerned because this month's art display at the Rubber Rose was the Clothesline Project, which is the t-shirts made by victims of sexual abuse and sexual assault about their experiences, either to raise awareness or to vent their emotions or to make a statement, whatever. So the exhibit was just like 100 or more of these shirts strung up around the room. Many of them are just very raw, pained, you know, angry responses that they that this person had to their assault. And I kind of wondered if any music would be appropriate to DJ to something like that. But it turned out all right. It was actually, the atmosphere was not as grim as I had predicted, or as I thought it was going to be, just from looking at some of the shirts. Some of them are more positive. They're more about surviving and overcoming and getting back to regular life and not letting this horrible thing from your past destroy you. And on top of that, you know, it was sort of a, you know, it's this horrible, this stuff about all this horrible sexual experiences of these people who were attacked. That was right next to the very friendly, very open, very feminist and pro-queer sex shop right next to, you know, this part of the Rubber Rose. You know, this very open place right next to it. So I think that helped sort of lighten the atmosphere and you know, show another side to this. And then this one, you know, establishment was, you know, one of many at this whole block party thing. And, you know, it's friends coming together at the gallery and meeting each other, saying hi and drinking, and there's music. So the whole thing was lifted up a bit. And while it was a pretty powerful exhibit, I think overall it was not the nightmare that it could have been. But Leah, one of the proprietresses of the shop, who is also, I think, the most gorgeous woman I've seen in my life. I'm not like a real suave hip fella, but I think the fact that I'm able to like was able to like talk to her and not become like a completely zombified drooling idiot in her presence, I think that speaks volumes of my for my suaveness and charm. Now, when we are DJ Lotus played a La Tigre song, which I'm going to play for you in a moment, called "Keep on Living." And while it was playing, Leah came over and cranked the volume up. We all kind of like went and looked at her because it was honestly a little too loud. She turned it to, and she just kind of looked at it and she said, "You know, this is tonight's theme song, Keep on Living." And so we played it again for her later, and we decided that maybe we should have played it every other song. Maybe that would have made her night. But no, it's a powerful song, Keep on Living. La Tigre on their site, I think it's latigreworld.com, they have a whole page about this song. Just a whole bunch, you know, like a sort of interviews and essays. Because it was, it's a combination of a song about coming out of the closet, about your sexuality, but it's also, that's one of the ways of looking at the Keep on Living, and the other one is being a victim of assault or rape or some sort of crime like that and being able to keep on living as well. And then the video for the song, apparently they reached out to a local it was a local like LGBT community center and found some of the kids there, and they wrote a video, they wrote a treatment for the video, and they started it and filmed it. So they also have this video of that, so that's pretty cool. Anyhow, I'm going to play that song for you. This is La Tigre, Keep on Living. And then I'll be talking more at you later and playing more music from the South by Southwest folks and others. Yeah, normally I say to folks, if you want to write to me live with your instant messenger, but nobody does. You're not listening. You're not listening live. You're listening to the podcast. So you can email me. You got a comment, jake@lyingmediabastards.com. And of course, always you can send me music to play on the show, either the actual files or links to files or whatever, lmbradio@gmail.com. So here you go. Here's a little Tigre. I should mention my station. I don't know how often I say it. Radioactive San Diego, folks. Radioactiveradio.org. Good stuff. And if you're here in San Diego, we want you to join us. If you're if you got any mind for politics and music and you don't suck, you know, you're not a Minuteman in disguise, come on down. Maybe we can all work together and you know, have a nice little revolution for the world and radio. So here you go, La Tigre.
never in tune. They feel the style as I want, they call it jiu-jitsu. Back to New York, all the shit that I've been through. Some niggas say they know, but to me they just shih-tzus. I'm pin-tzus, down the thoughts and the issues. And all the principles, how to keep it official. Cause you don't want no nigga have to grip that niss through. My phone to piss through, turn dudes to fish through. These dudes want me looking on visible. Don't want me getting paper, go to Jacob and spin a few. But I be in the interviews, talking high, spinning coops. And how to take a spin a nigga like an interlude. Fuck around, give you flats like an inner tube. Hope you up, just some of the shit I'm into. So fall back, baby, you can get a clear view. All my life behind stairs, through my bed. Got me back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear we all gon' be alright. I'm back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear we all gon' be alright. Ayo, they said it can't be done, no one can do it. I'm straight on promo, right back to it. Back to the point where I gotta spin through it. It's money in them streets, I gotta go pursue it. I'm the truest, you know it, you know that man produced it. Soon as Guru loop it, the flow gets stupid. I'm sort of a live man, cause my sound is acoustic. They ain't biting the style, they wearing girdles to boost it. But they say I'm slipping, there ain't no new shit. Them numbers never lie, so you can't refute it. And don't confuse them with none of the bullshit. To the streets I'm tired, like my mom was toothless. I couldn't fathom the sight of me losing. Any knock on X Boulevard, I'm about movement. I'm getting money, I don't need your 2 cents. The structure been built way before the blueprint. They got me back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear we all gon' be alright. I'm back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear, we all gon' be alright.
M to the EM, headed to the top with this. Says niggas on the rock that don't rock with this. Damn, that's the thanks I get when you know I'm the one that started all this fucking gangster shit. Wildin' out for no reason, smoking that reefer with your heater. Just me and Cheetah, tag teaming, beating the beater. Rockin' the Caesar, pushing the two-seater with divas. Niggas didn't believe us, now they hate when they see us. In the crib, got multiple features. Everybody got a gun, though none of them lease. This a gift from God, I don't go to the preacher. I'm lost for years, you watch me, I'll teach ya. I just dropped made, I admit it was a sleeper. Everybody went out, popped it, now I'm beating the streets up. Put it in my hood, in 2 weeks it heats up. We done stacked up, but Jay will never leave us.
Back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear we all gon' be alright. I'm back on the block again, back with the rock again. Watching for cops again, all about the profiting. They got me back in this game again, but I swear we all gon' be alright.
non-fiction.
Who got the power, that's being my question.
The master, the few in this tornation.
The priest, the book of the congregation.
Politics who Robin Hood down your zone.
For those who give the thieves the key to their homes.
The pig whose feet of murder one shall clap.
What survivors who make a move and murder one back.
Mike check. I'll be the enemy with a rock shopper.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. That was Erasurata with Tax Dollar, which, if I heard those lyrics right, it's pretty much about how your and my tax dollars are used for all sorts of horrible things around the world, like killing and slavery and such. Speaking of slavery, I will get to that shortly. For that, we had Balkan Beatbox doing Bulgarian Chicks. I did cut that little short because that song was kind of going on and on. For that, Rage Against the Machine doing Mic Check. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club doing Six Barrel Shotgun. Memphis Bleak doing All Right, the Rat-a-tat-tat mix. And we started it off with Tigre doing Keep On Living. Of that set, Memphis Bleak, Balkan Beatbox, and Erasurata are all doing the South by Southwest thing. Now, if you're very quick-minded and anal, you might say, but Jake, you said you only made it through the G's of that list of South by Southwest songs, yet you played a song by Memphis Bleak, and Memphis starts with M. And you'd be right, but the site I went to had it under the B's. So, sorry. First off, we'll start with some good news. There's a news article here. A California appeals court rules against dying woman in medical marijuana case. And, you know, the dying have had it far too easy for far too long in this country. So there's this woman, Angel Reich. She, a mother of two from Oakland, suffering from scoliosis, a brain tumor, chronic nausea, and other ailments. And she sued the government preemptively to avoid being arrested for using medical marijuana. You see, her doctor says, or according to her doctor, the regular painkiller medication doesn't improve her condition. And because of her diseases, she feels no sense of hunger. But the marijuana that she smokes frequently dulls the pain and gives her appetite back. So clearly, it should be made illegal and she should be kept away from it at all times. The court left open the possibility that Reich, if she was arrested and prosecuted, might be able to argue that she possessed marijuana as a last resort to stay alive in what is known as a medical necessity defense. I have to get myself busted in order to try to save my life, Reich said. So that's absurd, of course. Not quite sure why you shouldn't be allowed to smoke marijuana or ingest it in any form that you like. That should be said of pretty much all drugs, as long as you're able to do it responsibly, and some folks obviously can and some can't. If regular medicinal painkillers don't work and pot does, one would think, logically, that would be the thing to do. But California even has a medical marijuana law that says you can do that if you have a prescription or something like that. The federal government still is anti-marijuana. And I imagine that's because there are a lot of expensive pharmaceutical drugs out there which could treat a good deal of pain and suffering, but which are not any better than, or do not have the, or have side effects that you don't get with pot, and they don't like that. The pharmaceutical industry obviously is Now, along those lines, I found an article today that let me find the exact link. Apparently, Walgreens, which is the a drug store. You know, they sell, you know, that you can get your prescriptions there, but they also sell, you know, various other, you know, over-the-counter medical products and snacks and whatever. Stephen Dubner, co-author of the book Freakonomics, looked at the pricing of generic drugs versus Walgreens, for example. Versus other mainstream pharmacies that you could, you know, just walk down the street, and he compared that to stores like Costco, where you could get the drugs generic. So he did a study for 90 tablets of generic Prozac. He did this in Houston. Walgreens charged $117 for 90 tablets of generic Prozac. Eckerd And Eckerd and CVS pharmacy stores charged $115. Sam's Club, which is a Walmart affiliate, $15. And Costco sold it for $12. So Walgreens charged $117 for a bottle of pills you could get at Costco for $12. Now, granted, Costco, you have to pay a membership fee of like $30 a year. But if you had to buy a thing of Prozac one time, you would have saved enough to pay for your membership for the next 3 years. So think about that in terms of, you know, why can't you smoke pot for medicinal reasons? It's because Walgreens can make a lot of money. I imagine that would. I'm looking at this article, and it says that Costco does not require membership to use their pharmacy. So actually, if you don't need to pay the membership fee, you could just walk in, I guess, and order your cheap Prozac and save yourself $100 for every time. Or perhaps there's other treatments that would be better than Prozac. But thought that would be worth mentioning, and along those lines as well. There's a long article that I was looking at earlier by Noam Chomsky, where he was talking about the American economy, how there's all this talk always, of course, about, the U.S. is a free market, and laissez-faire capitalism, and blah, 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 let the market decide. And he was pointing out that an awful lot of the expensive things, and that the advanced technological things, both in gadgets and weaponry and transportation and media, as well as in chemicals and genetic engineering and things, that not only would you be... I'm connecting some dots here. Not only would you be paying too much if you went and bought your drugs over at the Walgreens and pay your $117 for the $12 bottle of pills, but that would be the second time you paid for them. Because most drugs, as I was saying, along with other technology and things, are created either the pharmaceutical companies themselves get big tax breaks and subsidies and grants to research and create these drugs from your tax money. Other times there are it'll be a university or a clinic or some research facility that receives this money from the federal government. And they do a lot of research, and at a certain point, the pharmaceutical companies say, hey, we think we could make some money from that, and they buy the patent, or they cut some sort of partnership deal with the independent research company. And so after your tax dollars have gone to help create these drugs, you then have to turn around and pay a pharmaceutical company a second time for the drugs. But that was a large point of the Chomsky thing, is that although there's all this talk in the U.S. about free markets, that a lot of these high-tech industries are in effect socialist in a lot of ways. They receive big money from you and me, from our tax dollars, and then the profit that's derived from this goes into private pockets. The owners, the corporations, the shareholders. So you get to pay twice for these products, and... big corporations that then turn around and use their power to influence our laws and control our lives and steal our privacy. They don't have to. They get your money once. They get it twice, I guess. May as well stop paying taxes and just hand your money directly over to Eli Lilly, perhaps. Another interesting bit here I was looking at. Now, Garrison Keillor, to abruptly change topics from the high price of pharmaceuticals to National Public Radio. Well, okay, let me take one step back here. I believe it was last week or the week before I mentioned the high price of webcasting. The copyright something or other board, I forget their name, it stands for like CRB or something. The Copyright Royalty Board recently issued rules about how much royalties a web-based radio station should have to pay to musicians, to the recording industry, for playing songs by those artists on the shows on that web radio station. By the way, we're not an internet radio station, we're an audio collective, so none of this applies to Mia here at Radioactive, thank you. the prices that they were going to charge, the prices that the copyright royalty board decided were fair and good or whatever, everyone pretty much agrees that those prices are so high they will bankrupt all but, like, everybody except, like, AOL. You know, if you're already a huge corporation and you happen to have a web radio station, you'll be able to survive, and really nobody else will. Everybody else will be bankrupted by these laws. But I was surprised to see National Public Radio, NPR, the PBS of radio, is vowing to fight against these rules, which, when was the last time you heard NPR and fight, in a sentence? When's the last time you heard NPR and decided? They keep things pretty flexible. They don't want to push their opinions on anyone. So I wanted to say that. But going back to NPR, there's a show on NPR which, if you're unfortunate, you've heard, A Prairie Home Companion. It's a folksy, countrified show for liberals who look back with fondness to a simpler time that never really existed. Your host is Garrison Keillor, who I fucking hate. I can't stand the show. It's all just, like, the humor is just so mild and droll and and I sometimes hear it because I'm listening to the radio. I can't stand listening to radio commercials anymore. My head blows up if I hear a radio commercial. And so I'm listening to non-commercial radio, and sometimes I'm driving in my car, don't have a CD, I have the radio on NPR because there aren't commercials, except for the list of underwriting, which actually are commercials, but they're short. So sometimes I hear Prairie Home Companion. And it's Garrison Keillor. And he's got sort of an old man whiny voice. And he talks about he's from Minnesota. And he tells little fictional stories about the fictional hometown he's from, Lake Wobegon. And then they have musical numbers. And he sings, and he can't sing that well, but he always sings lead because it's his show. Anyway, I'm sorry. I listen to a fair amount of NPR, and it's like a dagger in my heart many times. But apparently he wrote an essay. Again, longing for a simpler time. Wrote it over at salon.com. So at the beginning he's sort of complaining about, okay, I grew up in the child of a mixed gender marriage that lasted until death parted them. Back in the day, that was the standard arrangement. Everyone had a yard, a garage, a female mom, a male dad, a refrigerator with leftover boiled potatoes and plastic dishes with snap-on lids. Under the old monogamous system, we didn't have the problem of apportioning Thanksgiving and Christmas among your mother and stepdad, your dad and his third wife, your mother-in-law and her boyfriend Hal, your father-in-law and his boyfriend Chuck. Today, serial monogamy has stretched the extended family to the breaking point. A child can now grow up with 8 or 9 or 10 grandparents. Blah, blah, blah. So Garrison Keillor, he seems to be complaining about our complicated modern world where marriages don't last forever and people don't have the white picket fence and blah, blah, fucking blah. But then Garrison Keillor has been married 3 times and I believe has 3 children from all 3 of those wives. So after he's bitching about mainstream America, oh, changing family values, and oh, we don't have Thanksgiving with the white picket fence, cranberry sauce world. He's an example of what he's complaining about right now. But we've only begun. Now listen to this next bit. So he's complained already, all the divorces, it's so bad, and why can't we go back to Leave It to Beaver? The next part of his essay. And now gay marriage will produce a whole new string of hyphenated relatives. In addition to the ex-stepson and ex-in-laws of your wife's first husband's second wife, there will now be Bruce and Kevin's in-laws and Bruce's ex, Mark and Mark's current partner, and I suppose we'll get used to it. The country has come to accept stereotypical gay men, sardonic fellows with fussy hair who live in over-decorated apartments with a striped sofa and a small weird dog and who worship campy performers and go in for flamboyance now and then themselves. If they want to be accepted as couples and daddies, however, the flamboyance may have to be brought under control. Parents are supposed to stand in back and not wear chartreuse pants and black polka dot shirts. That's for the kids. It's their show. So, after bitching about the serial monogamy and broken homes and extended families of which he has helped perpetuate, now he goes on to pick on gay people. Why? I don't know. Just throws out all these stereotypes. And on top of that, he's actually talking about gay marriages, though. It's like, you know, it's everywhere. Gay marriage is banned in most places. You know, most gay people are not allowed to get married, period. In most states, they're not even allowed to have civil unions. And if you're in a long-term relationship with somebody else of the same gender, then you can't have the benefits that a married couple would have. Or even, like, sometimes with long-term, you know, heterosexual couples have. You know, don't get the health coverage, or you don't get to go see them if they're in the hospital. And then he's bitching about gay people who are parents. Oh, there's something wrong with that. Ugh. So, Garrison Keillor does a bad radio show and is not funny, and now you know he's a bad person. So, and I don't mean bad person because he's had 3 children by 3 different wives. I could care less. Good for him. But when you do that and then you start bashing on how that's what's wrong with America without kind of mentioning, oh, by the way, that's me, that's pretty fucked up. So fuck Garrison Keillor. And big ups to Dan Savage, because that's where I saw his article. His article is also called Fuck Garrison Keillor. We're on the same page. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Running a little short on time. I think I might play mostly music from here on out. Got another South by Southwest band for you here. Another sort of experimental and conceptual sort of band. I'm making hand gestures that you can't see that's apparently in my brain mean conceptual. Kind of got both my hands kind of like at right angles. Got the finger, you know, my hands bent and the fingers are sticking out at the right angle to my palms. And I'm moving them back and forth and they're at different heights. Apparently that to me means conceptual. But, obviously that one of the earlier bands I played, Drumcore, to me the concept was that they were doing metal, but they were trying to replace a lot of the metal guitar, trying to replace the hardcoreness of metal guitar with the hardcoreness of drums. Okay, interesting idea. This next band is called Genghis Tron, and they to me seem to be putting in the hardcore of metal and mixing that with the beeps and bloops and blips of electronica. So I kind of liked it. And it wasn't just like straight back and forth. There was a little bit of melding of the two in between some of the verses. So we'll go with that. And I'll get in some more good stuff, I promise. And yeah, here we go.
was passing out pamphlets to me and shit. Trying to put me up on game. I was like, you stinky motherfucker.
With long armpit hair sticking out like a sore thumb. Smelling like dinosaur dung. These hippies are holier than now. Reporting intended peace marches. Hold a cold veggie dog. I'm at your home with your pen pal. Though I unload ink cartridges at red state demigods. Conspiring the foul on an SUV can. Say the black faces at the refugee camp. Demonstrate Sterling's butt neck. The compliment you're unfurling drug fix. Juvenhood winks. The secret motherhood winks. As your hippos push ink with a random buttocks. Now he's an action pose doll. Fashion faux pas. Just another rapper, no one. I'll try to depoliticize those big business ties. Cool. Let me guess, draw like a bot that was mean. Prep cook with a textbook, liberal outlook, and in a press book, house surfing. But you're not gonna put me history in the holler and why you dress like Wild Merman.
Down below, 'cause I'm doubling the rent, 'cause I'm building some damn. You're gonna have to buy city. comme je suis complètement naze. Je te prends le kamikaze.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. That was just Call Me Poopé. Call Me Poopy? I don't know. A song called Singapore Slang. I assume the Poopé is French, and I don't know how to pronounce my French. For that, we had a little twofer. Dead Kennedys doing Let's Lynch the Landlord. Right after Bus Driver doing Kill Your Employer, I thought we should have something about, the murders of the people who exploit us, killing in a humorous and musical way. I am in no way endorsing. I'm going to leave it at that. for that, we had Genghis Tron doing White Walls. I realized I had a cut. I was just going to go out on music, but I actually have a big topic. I can't believe I almost forgot to talk about. Read an article today on Alternet. From sex workers to restaurant workers, the global slave trade is growing. 27 million slaves exist in our world today. Girls and boys, women and men of all ages are forced to toil in the rug loom sheds of Nepal, sell their bodies in the brothels of Rome, break rocks in the quarries of Pakistan, and fight wars in the jungles of Africa. Go behind the facade in any major town or city in the world today, and you are likely to find a thriving commerce in human beings. You may even find slavery in your own backyard. For several years, my wife and I dined regularly at an Indian restaurant located near our home in the San Francisco Bay Area. Unbeknownst to us, the staff at Pasan Madras Indian Cuisine, who cooked our curries, delivered them to our table, and washed our dishes, were slaves. Restaurant owner Lakareddy Reddy and several members of his family had used fake visas and false identities to traffic perhaps hundreds of adults and children into the United States from India. He forced the laborers to work long hours for minimum wages, money that they then returned to him as rent to live in one of his apartments. Reddy threatened to turn them into the authorities as illegal aliens if they tried to escape. The Reddy case is not an anomaly. As many as 800,000 are trafficked across international borders annually, and up to 17,500 new victims are trafficked across the borders of the United States every year, according to the Department of Justice. More than 30,000 additional slaves are transported through the U.S. on their way to other international destinations. Attorneys from the U.S. Department of Justice have prosecuted 91 slave trade cases in cities across the United States and in nearly every state of the Union. Slavery! How is this possible? Obviously, we know many poor situations where you got, sweatshop workers and people being exploited and treated badly and living in virtual slavery, but we look like we've also... real live slavery is on the rise. So that article was on alternate.org, and it's a snippet of a book a fellow wrote about the slave trade. And there is an activist campaign. I have not heard of this group before, but I looked at their site. They seem to have been in the works for a while now, and it looks like they're making some accomplishments. A group is called the Not For Sale Campaign. Website notforsalecampaign.org. Go to that site. They got some good stuff going on. And the slogan they have up at the top, I am not for sale. You are not for sale. No one should be for sale. Become an abolitionist. Now again, the idea that I have to become an abolitionist is insane. you know, obviously, the, you know, when I think abolitionist, I think of the, you know, folks in the, you know, early 1800s in, you know, black clothing and high collars and hats singing hymns in, you know, fucking 1800s Massachusetts. But no, now I gotta become an abolitionist, because we got slaves now. So I think we all gotta do that. We all gotta become abolitionists, not just for the folks who are living in this sort of slavery, but all the folks who are downtrodden and fucked over in this world of ours, whether it be real slaves or people in sweatshops or women being treated like shit in countries all over, and people who are victims of racism and capitalist exploitation and all that. So, I guess I hadn't thought of it in terms of abolition before. The, you know, the activists keep using the term social justice. And yes, I would agree that getting rid of slavery would be a form of social justice. Anyhow, okay, I'm just about out of here, folks. Let me go out on one more song. And this is going to be Otto Lux doing Blanket. If it's a song I think it is, it's a really good one to close out with. And if it's not, then, well, you'll never know. Anyhow, thanks for listening. I'll be back again next week. And I will put out my Rantosaurus podcast at some point during the next week, I think. Anyhow, see y'all. Oh, and then, of course, my website, if you want to read all my rantings of the weeks. Go to lyingmediabastards.com.
If everything had come true, there'd be nothing left to do. Wander the halls, meet outside ourselves. Ring up the night watch to wake up the king's nurse. She could chase us through the kitchen asleep. On the run, he's a heartbroken giant. Our Lord is on the run, he's a heartbroken. Just like a knee-jerk dog. Now you